Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Firefighters are focused on protecting Chena Hot Springs Resort and area cabins from the Munson Creek wildfire. The lightning-caused blaze about 50 miles east of Fairbanks has experienced some spikes in activity over the last several days, including one yesterday afternoon, which prompted an evacuation order. The Munson Creek fire is burning primarily in a remote, limited protection area, but worked its way from a ridge to Chena Hot Springs Resort over the long holiday weekend.
Slowly crawling down this hillside.
State Forestry spokesperson Tim Mowry says erratic winds caused a flare-up yesterday afternoon, resulting in firefighters being pulled back from a line and an evacuation order being issued for the resort and surrounding area.
Five trooper cars showed up, talked to the staff and the guests at Chena Hot Springs to make them aware of the situation. They went door-to-door to all the cabins along Chena Hot Springs Road down to mile 48.
Mowry stresses that the resort and area cabins are set up to ward off the flames.
Got hose and pumps and sprinkler systems around all the structures around the resort.
We're safer here than any place else.
Bernie Carl is president of Chena Holdings, the holding company for employee-owned Chena Hot Springs Resort. Carl says the resort has a wildfire response plan and equipment.
Fire trucks, dozers, loaders, equipment all here ready to fight the fire.
No structures had been lost, but Carl says about 1,500 acres of resort property had burned as of yesterday, and that staff were moved from employee housing on the outskirts of the resort.
The fire was close to the employee housing, so we put sprinklers all around the area and we moved them into the hotel because that was a much safer area. And we moved our horses out of a paddock and moved them into a corral that's 5 acres fenced in, closer to the resort.
Carl emphasizes that the resort is operating and new guests continue to arrive, guided by a pilot car along the last stretch of Chena Hot Springs Road. The decision to remain open and not evacuate has drawn criticism on social media. State Forestry's Mowry says the state can't make anyone leave, but underscores that staying puts firefighters at additional risk.
If they have to worry about saving people that did not evacuate, it just takes their focus away from what they're trying to accomplish.
Cooler temperatures and rain showers are forecast to slow fire activity over the next couple of days, but Mowry says there's no guarantee.
We are trying to position more people out there, more equipment out there.
Mowry says additional crews expected to arrive today will swell the number of firefighters on site to about 200. He says smoke has limited aerial operations at times, but both water and retardant drops remain an option. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Emergency Services Department is standing by in case more people evacuate the fire zone and need help. As KUAC's Robin reports, the borough's system for sheltering evacuees was proven in the Shovel Creek fire 2 years ago.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough has emergency operations powers, and they kick in when there's a disaster, like a fire that displaces people. Jim Williams, the borough chief of staff, says a lot of people on Chena Hot Springs Road who got the evacuation order Monday evening got it from the borough.
We have the alert and warning system. We run it here in town. It goes with our 911 system.
But so far, the borough has not set up an emergency operations center. Williams says the system is in place to set up things quickly, like the borough did during the Shovel Creek fire of 2019, when an evacuation order displaced residents in the Murphy Dome area.
The great majority of people in those neighborhoods that we evacuated had a place to go, didn't need any place to be sheltered. And we had a few animals that needed some sheltering, and we did that at the fairgrounds.
So far, Williams says, there are no pets nor livestock coming in from Monday's evacuation because most of the structures are recreational cabins rather than large residences or farms. Borough Mayor Bryce Ward owns a recreational cabin in the evacuation area, and he responded to the order. Other folks in the nearby communities are also standing by to help. Bob Sugden, pastor of Two Rivers Community Church of the Nazarene, is offering the church for any evacuees of the area.
Basically, what we did was we just said, listen, if you're scrambling and you really don't have anything set up, you are welcome to come and hang out here. And we've got places for you to sleep and places for your animals if you need them.
Although he says no one has shown up at the church at mile 14.8 Chena Hot Springs Road as of yet.
Not yet. And I'm hoping nobody does. I'm hoping everybody has a plan in place and already had something in mind when the get set order was put in place a few days ago.
As emergency planners watch the Munson Creek and other nearby fires, Williams says they are set to respond when called.
When we are asked to do it, we do the sheltering of people and animals. But the hard work, you know, the heavy lift is the state, the forestry folks.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
A string of suspected arson cases in the Two Rivers Pleasant Valley community east of Fairbanks has drawn the attention of the FBI. An Alaska State Trooper dispatch says they're working with the federal agency as well as the state fire marshal on the arson incidents, the latest of which occurred last week when three homes, including two which were occupied, were burned. Troopers are seeking the public's help in their investigation, including any security camera footage. A Fairbanks man is suspected to have drowned while swimming at a local gravel pit lake. An Alaska State Trooper dispatch says 43-year-old Nathan Charlie was swimming with friends in the lake near Chena Point Avenue at around 8 p.m. July 4th when he went underwater and did not resurface. Troopers, firefighters, EMS, Wilderness Search and Rescue, and search dog teams looked for Charlie Sunday night and were joined yesterday by VPSOs who use sonar technology to try to locate the missing man. The interior is forecast to get a break from hot, dry weather this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Metzger says conditions are expected to begin shifting today.
We're expecting showers to increase during the day today, so by the afternoon we're going to be seeing more numerous showers, so that's going to increase the relative humidity across the area.
Metzger cautions that showers can vary greatly by location. He says while areas west of Fairbanks are expected to see more rain, the forecast to the east, including for Chena Hot Springs, is not as promising.
Because we're going to get downslope winds off the Alaska Range that kind of limits our how much precipitation we see with this type of pattern.
Metzger says June and the first week of July have been drier than normal.
Since June 1st, Fairbanks has had 1.06 inches of rainfall. The normal value through July 5th is 1.82 between June 1st and July 5th. So we're running a little bit, about 3/4 of an inch below normal.
Metzger says the longer range outlook is for things to trend back toward warmer and drier this weekend. A bear injured a visitor at Katmai National Park. According to a Park Service release, Katmai Park officials say two visitors and a guide were out boating last week and had stopped on an island when a bear swam across the river to them. They say the bear acted aggressively and the three tried to haze the animal by yelling and making themselves look larger. The bear was not scared and swatted one of the visitors, knocking him backward into the river. Park officials say the guide then used bear spray, which persuaded the animal to leave. I'm Dan Bross.